14th, and man, what a day. Sunshine and 40 degrees, loving that. I'm doing double duty today. Got Brianna Koval in here, who's always my little Friday ray of sunshine. Good morning.
Good morning.
How we doing?
Good, good.
Good, good, good. Good.
Yes.
We're going to talk. And then I've got Gene Ferdin because, hey, it is that time of year that I look forward to. And Salvation Army time and ringing the bells. Gene in with us this morning as well.
Yeah. Hi, Bill.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
This is a nice double team. I like this. Now, who do I start with? Do I start with you, Brianna? Do I start with Gene?
You know, let's talk about Winter Hazard Awareness Week first.
Let's do this.
And then we're going to talk about the Salvation Army.
Okay.
Because Winter Hazard Awareness Week is only 1 week, and we get Gene for like 6 weeks.
That's why
year.
I love the holidays. So, yeah. I get to talk to Gene.
Absolutely. So next week in Minnesota, it is Winter Hazard Awareness Week. So we've been talking about winter weather and winter preparedness all month so far. Next week, you're really going to get it every single day. Check out our Facebook page. We're going to have tips on there every day as far as the daily theme, whether it's outdoor weather safety or vehicle safety or indoor weather and holiday winter safety and all of those types of things. So there's going to be tons of information on our Facebook page. So just check that out if you want those tips on a daily basis. But all next week, just try to think about how the weather is going to be so nice right now.
Okay.
And it won't be later. So get yourself ready.
It's going to be kind of a Facebook blast is
it
what you're
be.
Telling. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not an e-blast, but a Facebook
a
blast.
A Facebook blast, yes.
Okay, good. Looking forward to that, and always great information to keep us safe and
yes,
you know, throughout
absolutely.
The winter months.
Just remember, check your CO2 alarms. Check those smoke detectors if you didn't when we had the time change. Check out your winter survival kit that's in your vehicle, and then just make sure that your home is ready for winter. Mm-hmm. If you have to run a humidifier or a dehumidifier, make sure you're doing that properly to prevent mold, because things like that tend to build up in the winter if we have too much humidity and et cetera. Make sure that you're keeping all of those heating sources clear from any debris that would be combustible, and always monitor those space heaters if you're going to use those external heating sources. And all of the things.
Holy smoke.
Yes,
all that in one breath.
That
was good.
All that in one breath. Yep. And then I'm going to say it today and I'm going to say it every week.
Huh.
But water your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
They're going to.
Oh, definitely.
Yep, everybody's starting to decorate earlier this year. Many people use live trees and you're going to pick that up around that Thanksgiving week or so. Make sure you're watering those trees. Highly combustible if you don't. So make sure you water those.
I know we're talking winter weather. Now let me push a button. But Brianna, it's sunny and 40 degrees today.
It is.
Cue
but then
Brianna.
What happens?
Cue Brianna.
Yeah, it's going to get colder.
Yeah.
It's never going to stay like this. And I'm sorry, if I looked at the forecast correctly, isn't it going to be pushing 60 today?
Yeah.
Yes, so very unseasonable. So mm-hmm. if you want to get your leaves and your yard waste taken care of, this weekend would be the weekend to do it, because who knows how long this weather pattern is going to last.
Ooh, good return volley on that.
Yeah,
nice.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah, that was
and
good.
With that said, those leaf bins are going to go away the week of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So make sure that you're going to get that done this week. You're running out of time. You know, Mother Nature's given us a lot of time this year.
Yeah,
but if
we're
you
getting
keep
a little
putting
leeway.
It off, mm-hmm. you're going to lose out. So
right.
those bins are going to go away that week of Thanksgiving. So get those yard work things done
good
while you
stuff.
Still have the chance this weekend when the weather's going to be really nice.
All right.
Now on to Gene.
Now you're not going to be here next Friday.
I will not be
you will
here
not
next
be,
Friday,
but
Gene will be.
Gene will be here next Friday. Gene Ferdin.
Will I?
Yeah, absolutely. You're already on the schedule.
All right.
Okay. I'm working ahead.
Good
morning, young
yes.
lady.
Yes. Good morning to you.
And if you see Gene today, compliment her on the glasses. Okay. Some people can find the glasses that can fit their face. I never can. But you pulled it off.
Well,
you've got holiday
you.
Glasses.
Thank you.
And they look wonderful on you.
Thank you.
So, Salvation Army, it's that time again, time to start ringing the bells. What have you got for us? What can you tell us?
Tomorrow is the start of the bell ringing.
All right.
Yes.
And are you looking for volunteers?
I am always looking for volunteers, yes. Yes.
Still the three locations?
Yes.
Okay.
The two Econo stores and Walmart. Mm-hmm. And Walmart is inside this year.
Better yet.
Yes,
yeah.
That's very helpful.
Out of the elements.
Yes. And then the counter kettles have been taken out to the different towns in the county.
Okay. So you can still, you can still contribute that way.
Oh, yes.
All right.
We just want the money in the kettle. To go in the kettles in Richland and Wilkin County.
That just seems like more in keeping with the season.
It
I
does,
don't know. It
yeah.
really does. But now those counter kettles, too, you have a pretty good response with people donating there.
We do have a good response, yes.
All right.
Yes. And like I said, they were taken out, or there's going to be a couple taken out today.
Okay. Do we even want to talk numbers yet, or are we just going to wait with that?
Well, what kind of numbers would you like to talk about?
For a goal for this year, for 2025?
We decided to keep it at 20,000.
Okay.
Okay. That's been a good number for us, mm-hmm. something we're able to attain.
And as far as the money, this money stays right here, correct? And we say that every year.
I do.
And it's worth saying.
It's worth saying, yes, the money has to go in the kettles in the two counties or it's not ours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so if you get letters from other places, that doesn't come to our kettle unless we have a big emergency.
Yeah, so keep that in mind, because you probably will, folks. You probably will be getting some of those letters throughout the holiday season.
I just talked to somebody the other day who said that they thought they were doing so well by answering those letters, and then they found out that money didn't come back here.
Did you correct them on that?
I did.
Jane Ferdin, I know. So if people are listening to this, and it's like, I would really like to, like, break the seal, and this year I'm going to get out and start ringing the bell for Salvation Army. How do they get involved? Who do they contact?
They can contact me.
Okay.
Or they can contact Shirley Fox Tridell, or they can contact the Veterans Administration here at the Law Enforcement Center.
Our local VA. Great.
Yes. And you can go online. Now, help me with this, Brianna. You can go online and sign up, or you can do those codes. Talk about them.
You got QR codes?
There are QR codes that go along with it.
Okay.
And honestly, we should throw those on Facebook. I don't know if they've been put on Facebook yet or not. I know they've been passed around through the Ministerial Association and a couple other groups, but there is a QR code on the flyer.
Okay.
And you can scan that QR code with your phone and then sign up for whichever location you would want to ring at. So there's a QR code for each of the Econos, mm-hmm. and one for Walmart. Or to make it even easier, you can call Jenny over at Richland County Veteran Services, and she'll get you signed up just through the website. All you have to do is call, and she can get you signed up, or you can call Jean, and Jean will get you signed up. But those QR codes, we'll get those put out on Facebook.
Okay.
And then you can just scan that right off the computer and
easy.
Get yourself signed up. And
easy.
Really, you're only signing up for an hour.
That was going to be my next question for people that
have
never done this, Jean. What are you looking at for as far as time?
2 hours are just great.
Okay.
1 hour is just great, too. Whatever mm-hmm. anybody can do. And if you have children, it's helpful to bring those kids along, because it's pretty hard to pass up a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and something that Jane didn't mention is how we use those funds. So if the money goes in the kettle, it stays local.
Mm-hmm.
But we support a lot of different groups and activities through those kettles. So we support the food backpack program.
Huge.
The back to school program, we supply all of the backpacks for those. So the back to school supply drive, all of those backpacks come from the Salvation Army. We then split the money between the two counties to support emergency needs, as far as if someone needs an emergency hotel stay because they're fleeing from a domestic situation, or someone doesn't have enough food benefits or something and they don't qualify for benefits through another source, we can help support that as well. Utility shutoff notices, when you have an unexpected health emergency or car repair or something like that, and suddenly you just don't have the funds anymore to pay your electric bill, we can assist with things like that. Mm-hmm. So the money gets used all for good around this area.
Right.
And it stays here. So if it goes in the kettle, it stays here. That's what we can't stress enough. Those QR codes that you'll see around for donate to the Salvation Army, that's great, but those don't necessarily stay here. If you put the cash in the box and in the kettle, we get to keep it here.
Put it in the kettle. Okay,
right.
That'll solve everything.
Yes. So
all
I
right.
checked, and a week ago, they packed about 355 weekend food backpacks.
Wow.
That costs $600 a month. For us to keep doing that.
To do that.
So, and that's our biggest thing right now.
I was blown away by the need.
I'm blown away by the need,
yeah,
too.
Totally. Yeah. Jane, we're going to talk next Friday at
okay.
this time.
All right.
So we'll talk to you then. Brianna Koval, we'll talk to you
in a couple weeks. Yeah.
All right. Thank you both for coming in. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yes, thanks for letting us do this, Bill.
You got it. 919 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Listening to